WJTL bringing you Seventh Time Down by Faith. Hi, good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning. This is Intern Blaine with the weather. Today, cloudy through mid-morning, becoming mostly sunny, high of 85. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 58. Friday, sunny, high of 87. Saturday, sunny, high of 79. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high of 76. And 61, partly cloudy right now.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Kate Greaser, is here. She's the Director of Donor Guidance and Development at Lancaster Mennonite School. Kate, great to have you here. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We've been asking our guests about their life verse. Would you share yours with us?
Sure. Mine that I've chosen is John 1:4-5. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.
And why is that life verse special to you?
I just love the reminder that Jesus is the source of life, and that life brought light, and that then we are also invited to be part of that light shining in the darkness in the world.
Love that. And you guys are shining your light at LMH at Lancaster Mennonite School.
Yes, we have.
How many years has the school been there?
1942 was the first year.
Wow.
So public math I don't do, but you can calculate it.
That's a rich history.
Yeah, over 80 years.
That's amazing. So. Tell us about Lancaster Mennonite School.
Yeah, Lancaster Mennonite is a great place to be. Pre-K through 12th grade Christian school located along Route 30. And we are rooted in Jesus and hoping to educate students and nurture them along their journey.
And you're not just part of the faculty, part of the team. You're a mom. You have a third grader and a fifth grader. What do you love about LMH?
Yes, I love the community. I love the way teachers both challenge and support students, enabling them to meet those expectations. I love that my kids have so many opportunities to explore music and sports. The campus is 95 acres, and the mill stream runs right through it, so there's lots of outdoor learning that happens. Really unique.
It's a beautiful location.
It is.
So you have a big event. If people want to experience the location, find out what Lancaster Mennonite is all about, you could come out to the homecoming on the way.
Yes.
Tell us all about that.
Yes. Saturday, September 27th is our homecoming event and celebration. There's going to be athletics throughout the day, girls and boys soccer, girls volleyball. There's a fall festival with hayride, face painting, things for kids, apples and pumpkins, of course. There's going to be food trucks.
What food trucks are you
having? Yeah, we're having Penny's ice cream, Mocha Motion coffee, Taco RV, and Bricker's french fries.
Oh, man.
It's a little something for everybody.
It sounds great.
And then we also have the opportunity to tour campus if you're interested in that at 1 o'clock. There will be an alumni tent where you can interact with faculty, and there's a bingo card to try to win. You can spin a wheel to win a prize if you get bingo. But one of the new things this year that we're really excited about is an alumni reception. This is a free event for alumni. They can bring their families. And it's an informal space just to gather. There'll be food and some student music. Just want to bring people together. One of the things we hear most is that the lifelong relationships that people make at Lancaster Mennonite are so central to their lives.
It'll be interesting to see how far back some of your alumni go.
Yes.
If any of them go all the way back to 1942,
yes,
that would be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool. If folks want to come, do they need to make reservations? Do they need to let you know, or do they just come?
Yeah, so there is a space on our website that you can let us know you're coming, lancastermennonite.org, registration is not required. It's just helpful so we know how much food to bring.
Yeah, what time do you kick off on that Saturday?
The event starts at 10, and the alumni reception will be at 1:30, so we'll be there all the way till 2:30.
Lots of fun, lots of food, lots of community, and opportunity for you to find out more about Lancaster Mennonite School. You can also get a tour of the campus. It is a beautiful space down there just off Route 30. If you've ever driven by it, you probably don't realize how much of it is off to the right there.
Yes, it's a hidden gem.
It's a hidden gem. Mm-hmm. That's a great way of putting it. I love that. Check out all the details, lancastermennonite.org. You can find out all about the very special events coming up Saturday, September 27th. Kate, we loved having you here today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Going back to the music, this is Jordan Feliz, Can't Lose on WJTL. Good morning to you.